Bella D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
We should also add, I'm just at about the point that I'm going to wear my steel-toe boots after work and just go running around. And as I was listening to Ted Nugent on the Joe Pegg show this afternoon, I was driving in trying to battle traffic in Minneapolis in liberal thick mental disorder liberalism, and Joe Pegg's asked him, he said, real quick, just a couple of seconds, but what would you say to everybody out there listening? And he said, if you, whoever you know that is voting for Hillary, Killery, he, she, water buffalo, Kim Jong panic suit, go and kick them in the ass. Well, I've got my steel-toe boots from the love of crude oil that is transplanted here to Minneapolis. There has to be a reason that I'm here. And if nothing more than to inspire your redneck, blue-collar, non-politically correct self to stand up and fight. And guys, we have got to get it right. I just, from everything that I'm listening to, and I am going to make you laugh, we'll get into the Wilson segment, but, you know, we got
oh, Lord.
Much to talk. What?
Wilson against Lord. Please.
I went to lunch with Mark Griffin today, my buddy from the John Birch Society, and he said, once we got settled at Panera in Minnetonka, which I love Panera bread, we got settled, and he just looked at me and he said, is Wilson still alive? And I about choked. I had yummy tomato soup and a half turkey Swiss sandwich, and I about choked on it. And he said, I half expect you to call me in the middle of the night and tell me that you've rolled him in the carpet and you need help. And I was just like, oh, guys. Wilson is alive and well and experiencing the joy of dating two liberal women. We'll get into that. But no, I the highest level of arrogance is the inability to hear. And not only not hear, not only not see, but I'm telling you, if I flew in and the Chinese did not put that stair ramp up to Air Force One for me to walk out, I would have done what I know Trump said he would have done. I would have put my finger up in the air and told that pilot and told that terminal, we're taking this big bird gone if you don't properly address this. But no, that muzzy sympathizing thug goes out the back with the servants and doesn't even understand what absolute. And then, you know, the president of the Philippines, I first heard that he said that he was son of a hoe, but it was son of a bitch. But and then, you know, driving in Russian fighter jets like feet from us in the Black Sea. This is just, you know, when did you ever think in American history you would watch as we were the great superpower? Now we're the great embarrassment tour. What?
We're laughingstock of the world.
I mean, we're the biggest, you know, I mean, it's beyond words. And again, if I hadn't been put through Miss Manners class by George Patton Jr., I'd really let it rip right now, but I've got to try and keep the duct tape on, because the bottom line is, yes, he is president of the United States, but this country does not look, act, or sound anything like this country. We have Hillary running for office right now, who can't remember, can't recall, doesn't know, doesn't remember, doesn't know anything about the C meaning classified. And here's the bottom line. That's all she, when all of this shit started to hit the fan, she just looked at herself and said, I can skate on this. I'm just going to say, I don't know, I don't recall. Because the thing is there isn't anybody that's going to go after her. The FBI hands are tied. But that's why November is so important. Because if we don't get it right, if we don't stop her and the rest of the destruction, the rest of the plan, the rest of this purposeful dismantling of this country, everything that we're seeing going on today will just be every day and worse because of all of the destruction that has already taken place. We'll get into some of that. It feels like you're just living in a like in the twilight zone, but a really, really, really bad, bad episode with the scariest creatures. If you look at my Facebook page, which is Bella D'Angelo with the American flag as my profile picture, I did post a video there, guys, of showing Hillary doing her speech with her coughing attacks, and the reporter is sitting in there with basically a hazmat suit on, as every time she hacks, she throws loogies at the poor guy in the hazmat suit.
I saw the plane full of press pool that follows her around with a bunch of surgeon's masks on.
What does she have, man?
What does she have? A lot of people are saying Parkinson's disease, pulmonary disease. It might even be tuberculosis. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Or what if she caught some kind of AIDS from Bubba? Just the thought.
Yeah, you wonder.
I wonder about a lot of things. I just, as I drive around and you know, in the years that we've been doing this, you, Eric, I, Larry, the rest of us, the grassroots efforts, those of us that just woke up one day and said, I can't take it. I have conversations with people constantly going back and saying to me that they can't vote because they can't get behind Donald Trump. He's not presidential enough. And I keep asking, and there's two simple things. If you get into this conversation, and then I will give you the update of Wilson because you will laugh. He's been up to his reindeer games, and I don't know. I might need some backup support, guys. He's out of control, this fountain of youth crap that he's taking and these girlfriends of his. Anyways, but here's two things. If you get into it with someone that says, A, they can't vote, or B, they think that these principles that are in, you know, in their mind, they want to wait for their principles to be fulfilled by this ideal candidate. There's two simple things that are undeniably impossible to reverse if we don't get it right in November. Those two are, first of all of us, the silent majority, those that never voted before, the blue-collar workers, the you know, salt-of-the-earth people that are coming forward in droves and droves. I mean, these are record-breaking events that Trump is hosting and we're showing up. None of those people will get behind a politician again because that's what this November has proven, and I'm going to read an article. I got sent to me, a faithful listener from the UK sent me a wonderful article, and I want to read it. I might start it in this segment, finish it in the second segment. What we are showing right now, the establishment, is the big, you know, one-finger salute. We are fed the F up with politicians. We'll never get behind. And the conversation that I had earlier today was, we had one of the biggest lineups we've ever had for this GOP nomination. And who took it? Who took it? Donald J. Trump. Not a politician. Not bought by the system. Not politically correct. Yes, he's pissed off a lot of people. But for the love of God, he's not bought and paid for by all of this is crony capitalism, Wall Street, everything. He's not bought by the Middle East. I mean, it's just endless. So we won't get that support ever again. And that's what happens. We don't turn out to vote. The Dems, shit, they own every graveyard across this whole country, and they all vote. The second thing is, if you look at the demographics of this country, if you walk around in a town like myself in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the demographics changed from when I used to live here. I'm a minority pretty much here. And with us supporting Somalia and Hillary's commitment to add 500% more, you've got a numbers. You're at a numbers game, and I'm a realist. And here's the thing. We'll never be able to vote again conservative. Mathematically, impossible to happen. With the influx of the refugees, they're outbirthing us. It's just that simple. So we have to get people paying attention, people listening. We have to get them out, get them voting. And I promise you that I would make you laugh. Oh, I'm only got a couple more minutes. I better hurry this up. Okay, so the Wilson update. I know you're dying to hear it both, right, guys?
You bet. Oh, man, I'm on pins and needles, yeah.
Okay, so he's got two girlfriends. They're both liberal. First of all, how many of you have been driving around and noticing the wannabe cop vehicles with the lunatics that live in their mama's basement? Have you been noticing that since I brought it up last show? Or how about the man buns? Well, here's the next terrorist that you got to be careful and be very on guard. The very large liberal woman driving in a minivan on a phone. You know the terrorist because you guys have both seen them, right?
Yep.
yep, up and down the grapevine.
Speeding like a bat out of hell on her phone. Okay, well, that's one of his girlfriends. Well, God help me, I'm sorry. I'm probably the only Minnesotan that does not go to the state fair. I mean, you think this whole state shuts down when the state fair goes on. So I told her, though, I said, well, when you take him to the state fair, because he loves the state fair. No, he loathes it. But, you know, I'm trying to do my best to end this before it gets really ugly. So I told her, I said, take him to the state fair. I said, he loves Dolly Parton. And let me tell you something. He listens to Ozzy Osbourne, okay? This will just make him, this will be grating to his ears. So I said, play, you know, bring the collection of Dolly Parton, sing along with it, you know, get in the heart of all the traffic and the detours and all that crap. And then when you get to the state fair, park as far as possible away so you get to walk as long as possible, stand in the longest lines, go to every single food. Yeah, I'll fill you up on the update. The fair is over yet, but I haven't heard the update. I think he is silently just absolutely loathing. Because then I did a few other things. Because here's at the end of the day, I've got to get things accomplished here too. And I've got to get him refocused on mosque burnings. Remember some of the antics, Eric, some of the other toys that I came up with to get him focused on starting to set fire on some mosques?
Yep. Trying to burn his kitchen down.
Remember the blonde big boob girl from the swimming pool?
I missed that one.
I did
remember?
Too.
Remember? No, it was last show, and I told him to go visit him. He was at a greeter at Walmart for a little bit. Remember that?
Yeah, you didn't.
Okay,
you didn't,
that thing went south really fast because, of course, he took your suggestion, and he was going to be Mr. Helpful Greeter and go above and beyond. He was going to do some security checks in the restroom, although it's Walmart, not Target, so I can only imagine what security checks he was doing to these poor girls. Well, that all went to south. He lost his job, and the girls got kind of pissed, and so they wanted to give retribution to little Wilson. So I said, okay, girls, he's got this other girlfriend, and this other liberal girlfriend wants to take him out to dinner and wine and dined and all this crap. And I said, here's what we'll do. I'm going to put a tracking device in Wilson's vehicle. When I identify the restaurant that he's at, you cuties, you can pay your retribution. You dress up in the Muslim Habib and all of that and dress up as a muzzy. and then I'm going to give you a gift card so that you can go burning over to whatever restaurant he's at. And as he's sitting there silently whining and dining, you think this won't send him over the edge when he sees a Muzzy running at him going, my man, in front of his other liberal girlfriend? I you know, I'm just doing my part. We got to get focused on the bigger mission here. Does anybody feel sorry for him yet?
But you're making life so interesting. In Minnesota, you're going to get a bunch more people moving there.
All right, we're going to go into our first break. But here's the thing. I got a brilliant email sent to me, a surprising article from the New Yorker magazine. This magazine has always been a left-wing apologizer, so this article is even more amazing. Don't pass it up. No matter who your favorite candidate might be, the article is an interesting read. The author is the political correspondent for Bloomberg and wrote extensively about Obama even before he was nominated. But this is all about who is Donald Trump. We're going to go into our first break. We'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
Welcome back. Bella D'Angelo here, and we've got Larry and Eric. We're bringing on Nate. So the idea is to be kind of like the five from Fox, but there's four of us from all across this country. We've all been fighting like mad to try and stop the insanity and the madness of the further destruction of this country. And we'll bring on Nate here in a second, as well as you guys. You can jump in here. But I really want to read this because Mark Sutherland from the UK, he sent this to me. And this is just absolutely describes Donald J. Trump. Who is Donald J. Trump? The better question may be, what is Donald Trump? The answer, a giant middle finger from average Americans to the political and media establishment. Some Trump supporters are like the 60s white girls who dated black guys just to annoy their parents. But most Trump supporters have simply had it with the demo socialists and the Republicans in name only. They know there isn't a dime's worth of difference between Hillary Rodham Rodhard and Jeb Bush, and only a few cents worth between Rodham and the other GOP candidates. Ben Carson is not an establishment candidate, but the Clinton machine would pulverize Carson, and the somewhat rebellious Ted Cruz will, justifiably so, be tied up with natural-born citizen lawsuits, as might Marco Rubio. The Trump supporters figure they may as well have some fun tossing Molotov cocktails at Wall Street and Georgetown while they watch the nation collapse. Besides, lightning might strike, Trump might get elected, and he might actually fix a few things. Stranger things have happened. The nation elected an Islamo-Marxist in 2008, and Bruce Jenner now wears designer dresses. Millions of conservatives are justifiably furious. They gave the Republicans control of the House in 2010 and control of the Senate in 2014. And have seen them govern no differently than Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. Yet those same voters are supposed to trust the GOP in 2016? Why? Trump did not come from out of nowhere. His candidacy was created by the last 6 years of Republican failures. Amen. No reasonable person can believe that any of the establishment candidates, Dems or reps, will slash federal spending, rein in the Federal Reserve, cut burdensome business regulations, reform the tax code, or eliminate useless federal departments, the departments of education, housing and urban development, energy, etc. Even Ronald Reagan was unable to eliminate the Department of Education. Of course, getting shot at tends to make a person less of a risk taker. No reasonable person can believe that any of the nation's major problems will be solved by Rodham, Rodehard, Panic Suit, Water Buffalo, Bush, and the other dishers of Donkey Fazoo now eagerly eating corn in Iowa and pancakes in New Hampshire. Many Americans, and especially Trump supporters, have had it with anyone named Bush, anyone named Clinton, anyone who's held political office, political correctness, illegal immigration, massive unemployment, phony official unemployment and inflation figures, welfare waste and fraud, people faking disabilities to go on the dole. Let me get to the second page here. VA waiting list, TSA airport groping, Obamacare, the Federal Reserve's money printing schemes, Wall Street crooks like John Corzine, Michelle Obama's vacations, Michelle Obama's food police, the Muzzy sympathizing thugs golf, the Muzzy sympathizing's arrogant and condescending lectures, his criticism and hatred of America, Valerie Jarrett, holiday trees, Hollywood hypocrites, global warming nonsense, cop killers, gun confiscation threats, stagnant wages, boys and girl rooms, whiny, spoiled college students who can't even place the Civil War in the correct century, and that's just the short list. Trump supporters believe that no Democrat wants to address these issues and that few Republicans have the courage to address these issues. Not only do they not have the courage, this is me now speaking, not only do they not have the courage, they don't see these as crimes against America anymore because they're all in the same country club together. They're all part of the same establishment. They certainly know that none of the establishment candidates are better than barely listening to them, and Trump is their way of saying, screw you, Hillary, Rodham, Rodehard, Rove, Bush. The more the talking head political pundits insult the Trump supporters, the more supporters he gains. I've said that from day one. The only pundits who seem to understand what is going on are Democrats Doug Schoen and Pat Caddell and Republican John Lebeltier. I hope I said that right. All the others argue that the voters will eventually come to their senses and support an establishment candidate. But America does not need a tune-up at the same old garage. It needs a new engine installed by experts. And neither Rodham Rodehard nor Bush are mechanics with the skills or experience to install it. Hillary is not a mechanic. She merely manages a garage her philandering husband abandoned. Jeb is not a mechanic. He merely inherited a garage. Granted, Trump is also not a mechanic, but he knows where to find the best ones to work in his garage. He won't hire his brother-in-law or someone to whom he owes a favor. He will hire someone who lives and breathes cars. How dare they revolt, the elites are bellowing. Well, the citizens are daring to revolt, and the rhinos had better get used to it. But Trump will hand the election to Clinton. That is what the Karl Rove types want people to believe. Just as the leftist media eagerly shoved Maverick McCain down GOP throats in 2008, knowing he would lose to Obama. But even if Trump loses and Rodham wins, she would not be dramatically different than Bush or most of his fellow candidates. They would be nothing more than caretakers, not working to restore America's greatness, but merely presiding over the collapse of a massively in debt nation. A nation can perhaps survive open borders, a nation can perhaps survive a generous welfare system, but no nation can survive both. And there's little evidence that the establishment candidates of either party understand that. The United States cannot forever continue on the path it is on. At some point, it will be destroyed by its debt. Yes, Trump speaks like a bull wandering through a china shop, but the truth is that the borders do need to be sealed. We cannot afford to feed, house, and clothe 200,000 Syrian immigrants for decades. Even if we get inordinately lucky and none of them are ISIS infiltrators or Syed Farouk wannabes, the world is at war with radical Islamists. And the world's glaciers are not melting and Rosie O'Donnell is still a fat pig. Is Trump the perfect candidate? Of course not. Neither was Ronald Reagan. But unless we close our borders and restrict immigration, all other issues are irrelevant. One terrorist blowing up a bridge or a tunnel could kill thousands. One jihadist poisoning a city's water supply could kill tens of thousands. One electromagnetic pulse attack from a single Iranian nuclear device could kill tens of millions. Faced with those possibilities, most Americans probably don't care that Trump relied on eminent domain to grab up a final quarter acre of property for a hotel, or that he boils the blood of the Muslim Brotherhood thugs running the Council on American Islamic Relations. While Attorney General Loretta Lynch's greatest fear is someone giving a Muslim a dirty look, most Americans are more worried about being gunned down at a shopping mall by a crazed Islamic lunatic who treats his prayer mat better than his three wives and who thinks 72 virgins are waiting for him in paradise. The establishment is frightened to death that Trump will win, but not because they believe he will harm the nation. They are afraid he will upset their taxpayer-subsidized apple cart. While Obama threatens to veto legislation that spends too little, they worry that Trump will veto legislation that spends too much. You can be certain that if an establishment candidate wins in November 2016, their cabinet positions will be filled with the same people we've seen before. The washed-up has-beens of the Clinton and Bush administrations will be back in charge. The hacks from Goldman Sachs will continue to call the shots, whether it's Bush's Karl Rove or Clinton's John Podesta, who makes the decisions in the White House will matter little. If the establishment wins, America loses. I will take a breath. Eric, what'd you think about that?
Wow. That said it all, didn't it?
Yeah.
What happened to Eric?
What's that?
I said, what happened to Eric?
Eric's here.
Oh, okay. I thought you had
that. Yeah, I just said that just about says it all, what's going on in this country and what we need to fix.
Larry, you got a comment?
Well, you know, as you were talking there, it just all comes down to, you know, you've got two choices this election. You've got Hillary or you've got Trump. That's really the only two choices that you have. These people that bash Trump and are still going to vote for him, I don't understand those people at all. The people that are voting for Hillary, I certainly don't understand at all. I remember a little bit of the quote from Cicero that said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. And to me, you've got that with Obama right now and with Hillary. You know, you've got the same damn thing over again. That is, if she lives through the election, again, heavens knows what she's got, but I guarantee you.
Oh, she's too evil. She's too evil to fall prey to some illness that would actually do her in. Nate, what do you think about all that I just read? Are you with us, Nate?
How you doing? I didn't catch the beginning of it, but the part I did caught, it sound like we just need to go with the businessman with a proven success record and putting stuff together and making things work, cutting the fat, instead of the career crooked politician that has nothing to offer to this country but more devastation. So.
Amen.
Since that's the two choices.
Amen, because. I was just going to say, the thing is, you know, and for those that say, well, he's not presidential, he's pissing people off, are they even listening to his speeches as of late?
Nope.
I mean, he's laying out exactly what he's going to do. I sat and listened to Rush Limbaugh earlier today when I was driving around on my sales calls, and he was playing Trump's speech from yesterday. When you want to think about, let me just explain, when the world sees how weak we are militarily, I don't know if people really understand how weakened we are militarily. And with the dangers, with the Muzzy sympathizing thug giving the billions and billions to Iran, it wasn't about the hostages. He's funding ISIS. And with Iran and North Korea and Russia and everybody understanding just how weak we are, do you know that if a major war were to break out or we really had to put our men full forge into a fight to defend or to go to another country, we are so disarmed and dismantled right now. Under Reagan, there were 600-some fighter ships. We're down to like 200. these crashes happening with our pilots. It's because all of the fighter jets are so old and of lack of repair. I mean, the thing is, we are so
unprepared,
vulnerable right now at this point. And it's not going to get, I mean, if we think that this is a time where we can just wait 4 to 8 more years until our principal candidate comes in to save the day, I don't know, but the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. And that's what has happened with the now soon-to-be death of the Republican Party, which it needed to happen. It needed to be destroyed. I've had this conversation before. I believe that God has a hand in this because this is good versus evil. This is the establishment versus the people. And we got to fight, baby, fight. We got to take our next break. We'll be right back.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than polar builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified polar builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
We are back. Bella here. We've got Larry, Eric, and Nate. And sorry, guys, I dominated the first 32. I'm proud of myself for a couple of things because, you know, I hear some of these tin hatters and conspiracy theorists, and it used to get me completely wound. But, you know, we've got to take this one day at a time. And let me remind everybody of something real quick, and then, Eric, I'm going to hand it to you to go through these talking points. Can you imagine if this was a quiet summer and all of this email, server, Clinton Foundation, hacking, I can't recall, I don't remember. She even went on an interview and claimed that she didn't blame Benghazi on a video to Chris Wallace. I mean, this woman will stop at nothing to lie because she doesn't know how to tell the truth. Then, can you imagine if, unfortunately, and I'm not advocating it, but, I mean, ISIS is on the march. And we've got terror attacks. We've got police shootings. We're far more racially divided than we ever have been. And can you imagine if Bush or Rubio was running against her, I would have no hope. If Trump wasn't holding his temper down and staying on point and staying after the issues at hand, which is going after Hillary, going after jobs, immigration, if he was letting these nerves get hit and go off on tangents. But he's doing what he needs to do, and that panic suit with the kangaroo pockets on this big, fat, old, nasty, I don't know who's dressing Hillary these days, but they're covering something up. But here's the thing. He's got a shot, and if ever there was a time that we had to stop the rest of the madness and the destruction, it is this November. Eric, go ahead. You put some points together. We'll give our opinions on it because we've had so much going on internationally, nationally. It's just hard to even keep up with it.
Yeah, we'll start with the international stuff because there's a lot going on with the new G20 over there and what they've been doing, disrespecting our president. But, you know, Obama's got a legacy he's trying to push, and his legacy is the environmental movement, climate change, and the other thing he's been kind of pushing in America, and now I see it's moved over to England, is this PC culture. You know, Black Lives Matter just shut down the airport in England, which is crazy. And then we got it going on here, the same thing, anarchy in North Dakota. We have the Indian Nation and uprising because we're building a pipeline to take the Williston crude out of North Dakota and make America prosperous. But the funny part of that whole thing just came out today. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate for president, was on that deal in North Dakota, and she was spray painting graffiti on the dozers and got filmed, and I guess she's going up in front of court now to
suffered charges for that. But we got a PC problem here, and somehow we've got to get this back to the basics of prosperity, jobs, and get away from this. The minority rules and the majority suffers.
Oh, amen. I just, Nate, you're out in California.
Yeah.
You're the one that I know that we've got to inspire. You're in probably the thickest of the liberals. You're the minority. Is there any of them that are starting to kind of? I know, but do any of them confide even just one-on-one with you and say, you know, I'm starting to worry, I'm starting to concern, or are they just that bat shit crazy blinded?
The latter. Yeah, we'll take the ladder for 200, Alex.
There you go.
That boo-boo crazy. They're not concerned about nothing, but Trump is racist. Trump is a capitalist. You know, he don't care about the little guy. I'm like, okay. End the conversation. I ain't going to beat my brains over. It's like talking to a rock. So.
And they can justify Hillary in that discussion, huh, and what she's done for them.
Well, they don't even talk about her as far as anything positive or what she's bringing to the table. It's just no Trump.
Yeah.
So, okay, give me a reason why we should pick the other lady. What you call her, Bella, or Water Buffalo, or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he.
I think everybody just wants a free handout from the government, you know. Most of the people, you know, that's collecting something from the government cash cow, they don't want
there
it
to
be.
There are a lot of people on that.
Trump is like a threat to that, you know, hey, let's create some jobs so you can get your own money instead of depending on the taxpayer, you know, dollars. You know, the fear of change, I guess. I don't know what it is, man. I've been grinding since 18, so I don't know no other way but to grind and get mine.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
I just hand myself my
Well, Nate's out in California. Nate was a Democrat until he started paying taxes and paying attention and then realizing he converted and Nate and I used to co-host the show together for quite some time when I was out in Williston, and he was also the voice of listening to a lot of my insanity and craziness when I was running around. I remember one time when you reminded me that I don't think you talked to me twice in a row when I lived in the same place when I was in the oil field. Those were some crazy times and places, but they built the show. But, you know, they did a lot of other things. I mean, I learned, and that's why I say sometimes when I'm back in Minneapolis, you know, the other thing that's really lost in this country is, you know, the American dream and the American spirit. And that's what I experienced in the oil field. And we're so many generations away from those that truly haven't had anything, truly that had to fend for themselves and work. Even the so-called poor. I mean, you see men and women sitting on street corners asking for help, no work, no money, and yet they got a cell phone in their hand, and they're nicely dressed. I mean, we don't know, because the system has worked so good to get them hooked up to the entitlement that they don't know what struggle is. They don't know what the American dream is. They think capitalism is a four-letter word. However, when you're looking at this right now, Trump is neck and neck with Hillary. If we can stay the course, if he can stay the course with his message, with his temperament, with his presidential demeanor, I mean, he's running over meeting with the president of Mexico. He's running down to Louisiana. He's going to the black churches in Detroit. He's doing the legwork that needs to be done. And that we keep that going, along with the thing is, guys, I don't see that these emails, the foundation, all of these concerns, it's not as if she's just peaceably showing up, giving, you know, giving a speech in front of huge audiences, inspiring people. I still believe that there are those that may not admit out in public that they're going to vote. But I know from being here in Minneapolis, it's hard. I don't see bumper stickers, guys, for Hillary. Now, when the Muzzy Sympathizer ran, their bumper stickers were on every stupid vehicle in Minneapolis. I don't know about you guys, but I don't even see Hillary signs in lawns around here.
I don't see any.
In California. Not many thought you would see, but I see a few of them. A diehard liberals. Not a lot of stickers.
How about you, Eric?
Maybe they got them all on the front bumper, you know, like when Jesse Jackson ran, they put stickers on the front bumper said, "Run, Jesse, run." So maybe they got Hillary stickers on the front bumpers. You just don't notice them because they're not on the back bumper or the windshield. I haven't seen any around here, but, you know, the Trump signs are everywhere. They're in high demand. There's Trump flags showing up in a lot of places. Pennsylvania's got Trump, Trump, Trump everywhere. You know, and they try to tell you that Trump's not a big guy in Pennsylvania, but the grassroots, the concerned citizens, the undecided voters are putting up the Trump sign. So we hope and pray that it's going to be a Reagan landslide when the dust clears in November.
Because right now we got the black Jimmy Carter in office times 10.
Good.
On half black Jimmy Carter. What a worse economy.
Eric, what are some next points? Let's try and knock out a bunch of you because you work hard on putting these together for us.
You give me a lot of credit for that. It took 5 minutes.
It's not hard with as much bullshit going on.
Just to put
right
the
now
list together, but I'm a news freak. I watch it all day long because I do the Tea Party stuff here and the Eagle Forum stuff. You know, we didn't talk about Phyllis, but Phyllis Schlafly died two nights ago. She was the leader and founder of Eagle Forum, and we were going to get her president on tonight, but we didn't. But we ought to maybe just talk a minute about what a real trooper can do for this country. You know, she fought single-handedly in the 70s against the Equal Rights Amendment that was passed by the President and the Congress and the Senate. And she took the religious right out to the streets, and they got it killed in all the states, so it never became an amendment to our Constitution, which would have been a bad deal. And then she just rode that success until 2 days ago. She was 92 to fight for families, fight for right to life, fight for freedoms, fight against the Constitutional Convention. She's a big Trump supporter. Her new book just came out, so if anybody wants to see what she co-authored there about Trump, it's on eagleforum.org. But she's the kind of lady we need about 10 million more of those ladies out there fighting for America, and we certainly would have a lot better, a lot more prosperous nation. So, you know, kudos to Phyllis Schlafly for what she did, and we're all sorry to see her go. But I'm state president, so we keep her legacy going here and other places across the nation.
Amen.
And then moving right along, you know, we got the Trump deal. I guess we got Trump and Hillary on tonight being quizzed about commander-in-chief, so maybe next week we can talk about how we feel about one of those being our commander-in-chief, but they're on television right now being quizzed about that. Then you got the debates coming up. We think once the debates start, the writing will certainly be on the wall about who's the best orator and best debater and the best person for this country.
Any truth to the fact that they're... I was just wondering about the debate. They're supposed to not be on stage at the same time.
The one tonight's not.
Well, what about Wednesday? I heard the one with Matt Lauer is going to run pretty much
tonight.
Long tonight.
Right now.
That's going on tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And they are in different places. They're not fighting each other face-to-face on that one.
Not face-to-face, right.
And they're not being asked the same questions, and Matt is part of the Clinton Foundation, so it's basically just a media, you know, I mean, I don't put much weight into it. I can't wait to get to the first debate when they are standing there. I can only wonder what they're drugging her with, because she can barely make it through a 4 or 5 minute speech without these coughing attacks, and given just her demeanor, I mean, she's not coming across as confident and strong, and, you know, she's never come up against somebody like Trump head-to-head, and that's where I believe that we'll see a fissure break, and that'll be very interesting, because, Eric, you're right, that's when we're going to start to see the numbers start to really solidify, because the good thing is right now, at least the polls that, well, Reuters came out, and the other one was, I believe, the CNN that showed him at least neck and neck, if not ahead of her. And then in a few key states, swing states, he's actually ahead.
Yeah, and he's gaining every day. You know, you can see the desperation in Hillary today and yesterday when she started talking about Pam Bondi down there in Florida, and Trump gave her a $25,000 contribution, and they tried to tie it into one of those Trump University things that wasn't even a big deal down there. But here's a guy they're trying to pick on for $25,000 deal, and you got the Clinton Foundation. If you watch D'Souza's movie and the Clinton Cash video on the internet, you know, they were corrupt and fraudulent when she was Secretary of State, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars being funneled into their Clinton Foundation. So if the public would just listen and understand it, this would be a no-brainer in November.
Here's the thing, guys, then we got to take our next break. She's been in government, she's been Secretary of State. She's been First Lady of the White House, 35 years. She has nothing to run on. She's got everything to run from, and that's why we've got to stop her, because if she gets in, we're done. And we got to fight, baby, fight. Take our next break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward conservative good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
We are back, and typical, time flies when you're having so much fun and you're ranting like a crazed person like me. I don't even think I took a breath when I read that article from Mark Sutherland from the UK, which I want to give a shout out to the UK. The listenership on this show, just to let everybody know, it's not just here in Minneapolis. It's nationally. It's internationally. It continues growing leaps and bounds. The UK is second to America for listenership. I'm sorry, Frank, I couldn't get you on tonight. The connection wasn't clear enough. Mark Sutherland, thank you for this great article. You know, we all are, we're power in numbers. And you guys would make my day if you emailed me or you called me. You can go to my website, which is Bella, BellaDangelo. You can directly email me on contact. You can put a shout-out at the Holler at Me page. But I would love to hear people emailing me, calling me, Facebook messaging me, telling me how many people they've talked to in a day, telling me how many people expressed their concerns, told their story. Yes, I used to be a Dem, but I'm voting for Trump. Yes, I hate Hillary. I'm just voting against her. I mean, that's what I'm hearing here in Minneapolis. And one person that started out on my own trying to make a difference, and all you guys that are listening, you guys here tonight, we all connected in this same concern, this same fear. We watched as day by day, the country continued to lose its way by evil, corrupt leaders that found out and realized that we didn't have a voice anymore. So their system was rigged against us. And they were enabled to live in this elitist establishment without any fear. Who the hell was going to stop this game? Who was going to stop the Ponzi scheme against Americans? I mean, behind closed doors, Obama, the Muzzy sympathizing thug, Hillary, Killary, Water Buffalo, Bush, the rest of them, they're all, you know, smoking cigars, throwing shots, and laughing about the whole thing. And that's why when Donald J. Trump came to light, He was laughed at. He was criticized. He was never considered a racist before he started to run. He was the buffoon with the orange hair, the guy that was in it just for promotion. Watch his kids. Watch Junior and Eric and Ivanka. I mean, you can't prep kids to sound like that and talk so eloquently and so loving about their dad. I was listening to Eric being interviewed today when they asked him when he knew he was running for president. And Eric said, I knew about 6 months before my dad told me. And he said, you know, I spent time flying at dinner, going places with my dad, hearing the news about what was happening in this country, and the look on my dad's face. He said, I just had a gut feeling that this is what he was going to do. He doesn't need this. You see, those that are protected in this world are the mega, mega million gajillionaires. You know why? Because they are protected. It doesn't mean that they like what's going on, but it's when you're willing to put skin in the game. And he has faced more bashing from the media. I mean, it's just, and it's not going to back down. It's not going to get any easier for him. They are going to put his rear end under a microscope for any little slip that he might say. Hillary, Killary, the water buffalo will have a free pass through the rest of this. And it is our job, it is our patriotic job to get out and go tomorrow and every person that you encounter. And if you think that you're going to have a negative experience or you're insecure about talking to people, you will be motivated when you talk to someone. You get them listening. You get them thinking. You get them paying attention. And like when I had lunch today with Mark Griffin, I expressed to him that the show hadn't reached the levels that I wanted it to yet. I was getting a little frustrated. He looked at me and he said, you can't stop. You can't back down. If you quit, you're done. Besides, nobody's got a fire like you. I wish I could bottle this fire and this energy and pass it around to people because, you know what, one person can make a difference. I started this radio show in an apartment with one person listening. We're now thousands and thousands, and we're international. And I didn't do it because I had an agent. I didn't do it because I knew somebody. I simply picked up the phone, made a phone call, set up a radio show, and then every single night got on Facebook and connected with people. That's how I've connected with all three of you, and that's why I'm so blessed, and I thank you for taking your time one night a week, because eventually you'll get the right person listening to you and will pay attention and get us to where we want to go, because this is a unique voice in conservative talk radio, because we're trying to get those that don't normally listen to talk radio. But that's what you guys can all do, is go out tomorrow and get people that haven't normally thought about voting, haven't thought about all of these crimes and all of the destruction of this country, and getting people to pay attention. If you're asking yourself, where is my God, where is my country? Can you even imagine what this country will look like when it is a third world country, which is the path we're headed down in 4 to 8 years? Because we are done if that Hillary Killary panic suit gets in. We got 1 minute left. Larry, thank you so much. I promise next week I won't talk as much, okay? I promise.
Fine, Larry.
Yeah, we believe that.
Yeah, I've got that written down right here. Promise.
Yeah, write that down. The first time a woman's ever said that.
Hey,
the goal is each of you take a segment, and we're working towards it, but at least we're all starting to get the chemistry and get the feel down. Larry, thank you. I'm going to talk to you offline. Nate, my brother, love you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Yo.
Roll out the red carpet and the stairs now. It's time to deplane.
Eric, thank you so much. Eric's been here basically from day one since I rolled up on his rig out in Williston. Thanks again tonight. We'll talk offline, and I got to take it from here, Eric. Oh, they actually left me. Anyways, go out and make a difference, because we've got to fight, baby, fight, and we've got to take this country back. We've got to stop it from the final nail in the coffin. Good night. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now.